Hello, I'm Andrew Richardson, the creator of the Moving Beyond Addiction audio program. There are 7 audios that complete this program, and I could, of course, talk now about the theory and principles of the program, but there is plenty on all of this on my website. So I have decided that it would be so much better for you to have a direct experience that will really help you right now, and I hope inspire you to believe what I know to be true, that your addiction is not an illness, but a habit deeply set in the patterns and pathways of your brain, which is strengthened and reinforced by the day-to-day life you lead. And this is true no matter how exactly your addiction is playing out, whether it is substance abuse or is largely or entirely about behaviours, and whether you have been losing it or know you have lost it for years, or whether it is only recently that you have been aware that it is becoming a problem. And further, your addiction is not only not an illness, but your focus should not be to recover from your addiction. No, what you need to do is to move beyond it to somewhere better, and that your willpower alone will never be enough, and there is no miracle quick fix. Instead, what is here waiting for you to discover is the realization and the direct experience that your addiction habit will slowly fade away as you replace it with new patterns and pathways and a life that is richer and more balanced. So what I want you to do right now is to rest down and to close your eyes. This means, of course, that you are not driving or doing anything else like that, which requires your full attention. So as you are sitting now in that comfortable chair or lying back on that bed or sofa, you can imagine what it would be like if you could go to a really calm and peaceful place, somewhere you really felt safe and in control. Now, this may surprise you to be even thinking about this, but I want you to just go with this idea and indulge it. You can do that now, can't you? And the place could be flitting into your imagination right now. It may be a place you know very well. Perhaps it is a beach, or a forest walk, or by a lake, or a mountainside. It could be a memory from a long time ago, or maybe it is much more recent. Or it might be that you are imagining a place in a picture from a book or a holiday brochure. Because we all know what it is like to browse through and imagine being in these places. Or maybe you're imagining right now come from watching a film or a TV program. And it could be that it feels that you are actually in that place. What part of your body is beginning to relax first? Your conscious mind may not even be aware that you are beginning to relax, but the unconscious mind may be beginning to notice change right now, and is letting your conscious mind know that your body can relax. Now, it could be that from time to time, your conscious mind wanders off, even as your unconscious mind continues to focus on what it needs to hear. And the unconscious mind can reassure your conscious mind that it is relaxing and hearing what needs to be heard. And so you can choose either to tune out all the other sounds and distractions that may be around you at the moment, or choose to just focus on the words, or even to really focus on the gaps between the words. It doesn't really matter, because your unconscious has the wisdom to take just what it needs. And as you scan your body now, is it your left arm or leg feeling heavier than your right arm or leg? Or lighter? Or warmer or cooler as you continue to relax? Or is everything feeling calmer together? Perhaps you are noticing different sensations in your shoulders, your chest, your belly, your hands and feet. Or it could be that a feeling of calm is spreading down through your whole body, from the top of your head to the ends of your fingers and toes, as a caressing gentle breeze washing over you. What are you noticing? And how are these feelings growing and expanding and becoming stronger? Just let these feelings grow. Now, we all have a part of our body that lets us know when we are stressed. For some people, it may be their neck or shoulders. For others, it may be the lower part of their back or forehead, or belly or chest. And somebody I saw recently noticed it was their jaw that became rigid when they were stressed, and they really clenched their teeth together. And once they began to realize this and really allowed themselves to deeply relax, well, their jaw relaxed too. And just to be curious for a moment, to focus on the part of your body which is telling you that you need to relax more deeply. Just focus on that part. And as you continue to relax, be curious to know the changes that are happening there. And through this, time on the outside will pass faster than time on the inside. And the unconscious will be aware of time moving faster than the conscious mind is aware of time moving slower, even as time speeds up or slows down. Or even at times, time is moving slower, and as the unconscious communicates time passing, so the unconscious consciousness will be able to move either faster or slower in relation to the conscious consciousness. By now, you must really be experiencing what it feels like to be relaxed. And it is interesting that when we are relaxed, we are more able to take a step backwards and really see things for what they are. We can stand back and see ourselves. But as you are standing back, it is now time to create a different kind of imaginings. Imagine you are trapped on a small island in the middle of the sea. And this island is not a Caribbean paradise. No, here it is cold and bleak and desolate. The wind blows hard and the sea is dark and forbidding. The ground is rocky and there is very little vegetation and no trees. And there is one small single-story building on the island. And this is the only place you can go for any kind of warmth and shelter. And so you spend a lot of your time there. And what can you say about this place? Well, it certainly can warm you up. It's actually pretty hot at times. And there is music and things to take that excite you. Yes, definitely. There are times when you can get quite a surge. You feel it inside you, But then it goes, and there's just emptiness. But what are you also finding is that though there is not much to do, and you are on your own there, it is easy to spend more and more of your time there, because the only alternative seems to be coldness and wet. It's as if the more time you spend there, the more time you feel you have to spend there. You are bored and lonely, and it feels as if time is eating up your life. After all, what else is there? Well, there was a time when you definitely thought you could escape from the island, and you really wanted to. In fact, back then you could see the shore of the mainland very clearly, and you could easily recall a time when you were there on the mainland and you lived there. But that was some time ago, and the more time you spend on the island, the further away that time ceases to be, and the harder and harder it seems to even think of escaping. The shore of the mainland seems further and further away, and if you wanted to know the truth, you found that you really couldn't see the shore at all clearly anymore. Yes. You are trapped on the island, and let's face it, there is no way that you could swim all that way to the shore of the mainland in one desperate and heroic bid for freedom. That would be ridiculous. After all, your escape has to be all or nothing, right? But, and it is a big but, you don't understand yet that your escape to find your freedom and control will be just one step at a time. What you don't yet realize or have forgotten is that as you venture out into the sea, you can take it just one step at a time. That in the beginning you step out into the sea for just a few steps, and whenever you wish, you return back to the safety of the island. And each time you do venture out, you find you can go a little further. And as you discover this, an amazing thing happens. The sea becomes calmer and calmer, and you find that eventually you can swim. And so it goes on like this until, well, I think you know now. You can swim all the way to the shore and land and that new life. What about these small steps? What do I mean by that? We are talking about the small steps you can take right now back to that better day-to-day life. Speak to someone you have kept away from for far too long. Give something to a neighbour or to a family member. Sort out that job in the house, sorting, mending or fixing. Research something that you long have been curious about or need to. Make it small, but make it real. And the same tomorrow and the day after. And just see what you notice. Who knows, one day, soon, you might even be able to swim again. And of course, when you do reach the far shore, you'll be ready to come ashore. Your new life is working, your brain has evolved new, healthier patterns, and your addiction, well, that is disappearing beneath the waves. Okay, I'm going to count back down, and as I do, you can return to everyday wakefulness. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you for listening to this, and please listen to it again and again, and notice what is beginning to change for you as you do. I am Andrew Richardson, the creator of the Moving Beyond Addiction audio program.